As a child abuse survivor, the one thing that I hate and despise in this world more than anything else is a despicable pedophile. My earlier book, Boy in the Barn, Journey of Triumph Over Horrific Child Abuse, Sexual Abuse, and PTSD, was a biographical fiction based on my life. Although I have never murdered anyone, I came pretty close. I planned but did not act on the murder of my brother, my primary abuser. And thank goodness that I did not go through with it and send myself to prison for the crime of his murder. But I honestly have to say that the thought has crossed my mind multiple times since then to seek revenge and make my brother and the rest of my abusers suffer like they made me suffer. One may argue why I have the right to feel this way. Oh yes, I've heard this all before. I should forgive my transgressors, no matter the crime. And I have searched my heart and heart to find forgiveness. The closest thing I can come to is a wee sliver of sympathy for my abusers. In a disillusioned way, I actually feel sorry for them. It saddens me that their lives were so mundane that they looked to amplify them by abusing little boys. These pathetic losers, as loners, wanted a place of belonging. So, to feel a sense of belonging in this world, they unfortunately gravitated to a club, a despicable cult of cruel, sadistic men. I have not forgiven my abusers, and will not. I will not be bullied or coerced to do so. I will go to my grave with feelings that are real and not contrived. I refuse to be forced to forgive someone for multiple continuous acts of perversion that lasted for 11 years of my young life. Which of them has asked to be forgiven? Not a one. How can you forgive men who refuse to acknowledge their involvement in heinous crimes against yourself or other boys? Men to this day who still feel righteous in their perversion as if it was a God-given right? Men who actually believe that they've done nothing wrong? It doesn't work for me. So this book is my cathartic attempt to bring a resolution to this madness. You need not read my former book, Boy in the Barn, as an introduction to this one. My current book is standalone and not a sequel to the former. However, reading the former would certainly give you a much better understanding of my upbringing, childhood struggles, and journey of survival. Reading the former will give you a bit of insight into my head. A bit of insight into growing up in a rigid Southern society dominated by conservatism and religion, where there were many dark secrets and life was duplicitous. Things were usually not as they appeared. Folks frequently repeated a cynical saying when something odd occurred. It went like this, or at least that's the way things appeared. But surely there's more to what meets the eye. Oh, what a pity. Although the community is the same in both books, the period differs. This book is a bit more modern, with different characters, and the tone is not as harsh as The Boy in the Barn. So, dive into my world and experience a place where wealth, privilege, and power corrupt souls and create evil men. And experience a time when boys of childhood sexual abuse struggled to survive, got on with their lives, and became men. And when the timing and conditions were ripe for them, well, that's the rest of the story.